Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is Luke Turner, writer with The Quietus and Caught by the River, and the author of the memoir Out of the Woods, to be published in January 2019. The interview took place in Totnes during the Sea Change Festival.
I sort of feel that every conversation changes your life, if that doesn't sound too preposterous and like I'm trying to avoid the question, but you know, it's that sort of every conversation is a little pebble in the stream that changes the flow forever. But one thing that my girlfriend Milene said to me was when I was writing the book, which started off being about Epping Forest near London and about what people did in the forest and the history of it, and then the book kind of gradually evolved into being about me. And I kept having these sort of awful psychedelic experiences that were quite negative in the forest, because I was not in a very good way dealing with a lot of different sort of issues that had been in my life for a long time. And Milene said something that I thought was very interesting, which was along the lines of, you can take the litter of your mind into a place, but you can't always leave it behind. You know, you can't just drop it there and expect a place to fix you. And that really got me thinking when I was writing this book about the past, my past, and things that had happened and how they'd had a knock-on impact on the present. Epping Forest is a place that's very connected to my family. They're from there. Which is why I got very interested in it. But because I was having this very visceral response to the place and an extremely negative response at times, it made me realise that, you know, it was a special place for in the present as well as the past. It wasn't just this sort of family history or social history or anything like that. It was a place that had a huge impact on the present, and that's when the book started to really take off and not be about sort of just how the forest was saved or and protected and things like that. It became very personal, and I think that's, if you say flourish, that's kind of why the book, I think, is actually works now, is because it's me going into a place to try and find some sort of solution or resolution. Like we're always told, you know, nature, go into nature and it will make you feel better. I don't really agree with that. I think it can do. You know, I've been feeling very stressed recently. I come down to Devon and then staying at my friend Mark's in Wiltshire. I feel a lot more relaxed. It does kind of take the pressure away. But I think there's an expectation of places like forests that they're going to, you know, make you well again, make you mentally well again. And if it doesn't, which is what was happening to me, it can make you feel worse. And you think, oh, I must be really in a terrible way because I'm told nature will make me feel better, or going to the forest make me feel better, and it isn't. So I must be sort of beyond redemption. And it's actually a thing called the tyranny of shoulds, which is that if something should, you know, this should make me feel better. Doing exercise should make me feel better. And if it doesn't, that sort of tyranny is actually quite oppressive. So it's finding these sort of individual responses to a place and a situation in life and so on. And I guess that's what the book has ended up being about. It's about the lots of grey areas in experience and within nature, and sort of psychological states.
For further information on Luke, go to Twitter at Luke Turner Esquire. Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive containing interviews, debates, comedy and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.